And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. A 76-year-old Saginaw woman has died following a crash involving a garbage truck earlier this month. Police say the collision happened just after 5 a.m. at the intersection of Clark and Hill Streets on the city's north side. Investigators report the truck was moving east on Clark Street. Report the woman was driving east on Clark Street when her vehicle, a Chevrolet Cruze, was struck on the driver's side by a southbound waste management truck. The driver, identified as Charlotte Hines of Saginaw, was transported to a local hospital where she later died. Authorities say her family has been notified. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Saginaw Police Department. And authorities in Sanilac County are investigating what may be a hate-motivated break-in at a home in Brown City. Police say a residence on McMorran Street belonging to a biracial family was vandalized while the homeowners were in the process of relocating to Ohio. One of the family's daughters discovered the damage when she returned to the house to collect belongings. Brown City Police. According to investigators, the home had been broken into with walls damaged, paint spilled across the floors, and multiple racial slurs spray painted inside. Brown City Police were notified of the incident on April 4th and say the case remains active. Officials indicate several charges are being considered, including the possibility of a hate crime. The FBI has joined the investigation and is working alongside local authorities. Community members say the incident is troubling for the small town where the family had lived for several years without prior issues. Anyone with information is urged to contact Brown City Police. And a jury has convicted a Saginaw man in connection with a deadly robbery that happened all the way back in 2024. Court records show that 27-year-old Doncha Wesby Whitley was found guilty of first-degree murder, along with multiple armed robbery and firearm-related charges, and the death of 18-year-old Tyrion Thomas. Prosecutors say the incident occurred late at night in April of 2024 on Bay Road on the city's west side. Investigators determined Thomas had been lured to the location where he was robbed and then shot as he attempted to flee. Police, who were already nearby at the time, spotted the suspects leaving the scene and initiated pursuit. The chase ended in Buena Vista Township, where Wesby Whitley and a second suspect were taken into custody. The second man charged in the case, Antrell Wright, is still awaiting trial and faces similar felony charges. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
When I grow up, I want to be a teacher.
Because when I'm a teacher, I can help kids to learn and chase their dreams.
PI, a defect of the immune system, affects millions of children. Early and accurate diagnosis and treatment give children like Sam a chance to achieve their dreams.
It takes a lot of caring teachers to make school fun. It took a lot of caring people to keep my dream alive. And now, because of them, I can be head of the class.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries to report to you for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.